Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Justin and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Hi, everyone. I'm Laura Adams, and you're listening to the Money Girl Podcast. Want to buy a home, a car, or get a credit card? Well, those are just a few situations when you need tip-top credit in order to get approved and to pay the lowest, most competitive interest rates. No matter if you're building credit for the first time or you need to prop up sagging scores, for a big purchase that you have in mind, I'll give you three simple action steps to improve your credit. Credit plays a huge role in the health of your financial life. It's a measure of how trustworthy you are when it comes to money. Your credit scores tell the world whether you're likely to pay your bills and credit accounts on time. The foundation of your credit is your credit report. It contains a complete history of your financial behavior, like late payments on credit accounts and certain legal actions, such as liens, judgments, and bankruptcies that affect your finances. Using the data in your credit report, various credit scoring models assign you a rating that potential lenders, merchants, and employers can use to evaluate you. If you have excellent credit, you'll be able to purchase many goods and services for less than someone with poor credit. That's because most lenders offer lower interest rates and better terms to borrowers with high credit scores. If you have poor credit, on the other hand, you'll be shoved to the sidelines and denied credit altogether, or be charged crazy high interest rates. Improving your credit scores is actually very easy when you take a few simple proactive steps. Action step number one, check your credit report. Most people don't know what's on their credit report. If you've already been denied credit or are concerned about qualifying for a purchase, you've got to look under the hood. Plus, checking your credit is one way you'd know if you were the victim of identity theft. When you pull your credit report, you'll see your personal information, every credit account in your name, including account balances and credit limits, and any legal data that affects your credit. Look carefully for errors or accounts that are not yours and dispute them right away. The easiest place to view your credit report and get errors corrected is at annualcreditreport.com, where you're entitled to a free copy from each of the three major credit agencies every 12 months. I received a great question from Venetia, who says, I understand that certain bills, like electric, gas, phone, and cable, are not reflected on a credit report. What role do these accounts play in your credit? As I mentioned, credit scores are calculated using the data in your credit reports. So if a merchant chooses not to report your payment history to the credit agencies, then that account has no bearing on your credit. Action step number two, use a credit card. One of the fundamental rules of credit is that you must have credit accounts and use them in order to build your credit scores. It's just like building your muscles. You get results from doing regular exercise and weightlifting, not from sitting on the couch. Credit cards are the perfect way to build credit because you decide how to use them and they showcase how responsible you are. If you pay a credit card bill on time and never max out your credit limit, you'll build excellent credit scores over time. I recommend using a credit card to make small, everyday purchases that you pay off in full every month. This strategy helps you build credit without ever having to pay any interest to the credit card company. A reader named Andrew asks, I recently closed my only credit card and saw a significant drop in my credit score. I thought canceling the account would make my score go up, as I want to buy a house in a few years. Should I open another credit card? Yes, Andrew, you need at least one credit card to maintain the highest credit scores possible. In general, closing a credit card is bad for your credit because it reduces the amount of available credit in your name. To understand more about this important topic, be sure to listen to episode number 256 called What to Know Before You Cancel a Credit Card.
Experience the joy of running in the new Triumph 22 from Saucony, the original running brand. Stacked with luxury foam cushioning, Triumph 22 turns miles into smiles with the ultimate blend of comfort and energy return. Shop Triumph 22 at Saucony.com. That's S-A-U-C-O-N-Y.com.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Action step number 3, increase your credit limits. If closing a credit card and slashing your available credit limit has a negative effect on your credit scores, you may wonder if the opposite is true. I received this question from a reader named SK. I want to make a large purchase on a credit card, so I get the purchase protections and rewards and then pay it off in full when the bill arrives. However, my credit limit on the card isn't high enough. Should I ask for a credit limit increase, or will doing that hurt my credit score? The answer is that you should always ask your credit card company for a credit limit increase when you need it. They'll probably grant your request if you've been a good customer. To build credit, you need high credit limits relative to your outstanding balances. However, never go overboard and max out a card because that will hurt your credit. A good rule of thumb is to never charge more on a credit card than 25 to 30% of your credit limit, even if you pay off the bill right away. You can find out more about the best way to manage credit cards in a previous podcast called Credit Utilization, What It Means for Your Credit Score, which is episode number 270. The biggest factor in how credit scores are calculated is whether you pay bills on time. So don't overlook this fundamental yet powerful aspect of building credit. For more strategies to build credit, download my free Credit Score Survival Kit. The kit includes an ebook, audio, and video tutorial that shows you step by step how to check your credit report. Visit smartmovestogrowrich.com and click the button that says Free Credit Score Survival Kit. Again, that's smartmovestogrowrich.com. To read a transcript of this show, connect with me on social media, or submit your money question, visit the Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com. And also, if you're not subscribed to the podcast on iTunes, that's how most people get the show. Subscriptions are always free and allow you to get each new weekly episode the moment it's released on the web. I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now. Courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Is this house a good price compared to others in the area? Are prices going up or down? If I don't make an offer right this very moment, will I miss my chance? These are just some of the questions a home buyer might ask. And these are the sorts of questions an agent who is a realtor can help answer. Because realtors have the expertise, data, and access to specialty training to help you navigate the process of buying a home. They provide support, guidance, and have your back every step of the way. That's what realtors do, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.